If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. I want to start today with telling you guys a story. Now, some of you might have heard this story, and I've heard it told a few different ways. But the way I want to talk about it today is one of the ways I heard it talked about, which is where a young boy asks his father, "What is the value of my life?" And I think this is an interesting question because I am not sure if all of us really pay attention to what the value of our lives really are. So let's talk about the story. Hopefully it will give you some great introspection today on what you're doing with your life, especially as it is still the very beginning of the year, and how you are, you know, living out that life day in and day out. Because really, at the end of the day, it's really about our daily activities, right? That's what I look at when I'm thinking about whether this is the life I want to lead, if I am leading it the way I want it to be, and how much do I value it. So, all right. So this is called the precious stone. I've heard of it, or the precious rock. I've heard it a few different ways. Okay. So you might have heard a variation of it, but, you know, take this at face value as a fun way to talk about value of life. So a young boy goes to his father and he asks him, what is the value of my life? And instead of answering him, the father tells his son, go take this rock or this stone and go sell it in the marketplace. And if anybody asks you the price, just raise two fingers and don't say anything. So you're not going to give them really a price. You're just going to raise two fingers. Okay. So the boy goes into the market and a woman approaches him and says, how much is this rock? I want to put it in my garden. I think this would be great. And the boy doesn't say anything. He just raises up his two fingers. And the woman says, $2? I'll take it. And the boy doesn't give it to her, but he instead goes home and tells his father what the woman said. So the father says, okay, $2. He goes, son, I want you to take this stone now to the museum across the way. And if anybody wants to buy it, you're just going to put up your two fingers again, okay? And the boy does what his father says. He goes to the museum. And there's a man who wants to buy his rock. And he goes, how much is that rock? And the boy doesn't say anything. He just puts up his two fingers. And the man says, $200? I'll take it. And the boy is shocked and he doesn't sell the rock or the stone. Instead, he goes running home to his father and he says, there is a man who wants to buy this stone for $200. And then his father says, okay, one last thing. I want you to take this stone to the precious stone store. So it's some place where they understand and know everything about stones. Okay. And I want you to show it to the owner. Don't say a word. Don't say anything. But if he asks the price, just put up the two fingers. So the boy runs to the precious stone store and he lifts up and shows this stone to the owner. And the owner looks at it and says, where did you find this stone? It is the most rare of all stones. And I have to have it. How much will you sell it for? And so the son, he raises the two fingers. And the man who owns this precious stone store says, $200,000? I'll take it. So the boy, he doesn't know what to say. So he runs home to his father and he says to him, Dad, this stone, the man in the precious stone store says he will buy it for $200,000. All right. Can you imagine? I'm just thinking of my kids. Like, if I sent my kids to go do this, I mean, their minds would have been blown, right? Someone said they would take it for $2. Someone said they would take it for $200. And this last person says they will take it for $200,000. And the father says to the son, "Do you know the value of your life now? Because you have to see that it doesn't actually matter where you come from, what, you know, what color your skin is, how much money you were born to. It matters how you decide to value yourself. Because all the people around you are going to value you differently, but you are going to value yourself more than anyone else. Because you are going to understand what that value is, okay? And it has to do with how you're going to carry yourself and the people you surround yourself with and the places that you go, okay? And I think this is an interesting story because you guys know I work with hundreds of designers and I get to see and talk. I talk to my coaches every week about what's going on, what the value is, and where they are going, okay? And what I see is that, especially as women, we do not value ourselves in the way we should. We don't even know our own value. You know, honestly, most of the time I feel like I don't know my own value. And so I'm just saying this as one friend to another, that I think that you are worth a lot more than you realize. I think that I'm worth a lot more than I realize. And I think that sometimes people think that that worth shows up in, you know, our financial circumstances and, you know, maybe we count our value in our family, you know, relationships that we have. And I think certainly there are some things there, but very often what I actually see is a whole bunch of people with just unlimited potential to become amazing designers, to be amazing creators, to produce things that aren't in this world yet, but it's just potential. It's like this misty, thing that I see around people. And I'm just like, oh man, if they just understood and they would take the actions because they had the clarity of just really how much they were worth, they would not stop. I was with somebody. Oh, it's been almost a year ago now. I did this very, very quick trip, like a 24-hour trip into a city. And I had dinner with a couple of people. One of them I didn't know. And she said that she ran her business, and she didn't have a design business, okay? But she ran her business like she already knew it was going to happen. And for those of you who are creating your life right now in a new and a different way, you're trying to try something new for yourself. Give yourself a side hustle that is creative and cool and gives you fulfillment and allows you to do the things that you want to do. Flexibility maybe is what you're looking for. Very often we go into it just going like, I hope this works. And so we kind of just live off the hope. And I hope instead that you look forward in this year and you know what's going to happen to you. You're just like, I know this is what's going to happen to me. This is incredibly powerful for clarity because you don't stumble around. You don't change your decisions. You actually go forward and put the right actions in place if you know what you're going to do is going to happen to you, like the things that you have decided you want for your life. And that's how we start putting a little more value into ourselves. And I think more than that, we trust ourselves to make what we want to have happen. Very often, if you are unsure and you behave with unsurety, right? Uncertainty, what happens? We don't make the right decisions. We don't make any decisions. We're frozen, you know, that flight or fight or freeze. Those things really happen. And I've seen it in myself, right? In particular, I'm just going to give you an example. So this will help you guys as you are designing, creating your careers this year. You know, I'm on a lot of platforms right now, but that wasn't always the case. In fact, one of the hardest things I did was when I was doing contracts and I had a scrapbooking contract and I was with one scrapbooking company and I felt like it wasn't a great fit anymore for me. Like it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. And I stopped designing for them, but I didn't pick up another scrapbooking company. And usually when that happens, people usually already have a plan in place. Like they choose another company that they're going to work with, especially in the position that I was in. But I didn't. Instead, for 9 months, I did nothing. All right. I was working on my digital spaces. I was working on my fabric lines, but I did nothing with my scrapbooking. And I will tell you, at that time, scrapbooking was one of, if not my biggest money-making source. Okay. So like I had every opportunity and I should have had enough motivation to get another contract, but I didn't. Instead, I sat. I was frozen because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And eventually I did get another contract. I ended up being a creative director. It was the perfect circumstances for me. But I always wonder why my inaction was there. You know, why did I stop? And I think for some of you that are also frozen in whatever it is you're frozen in, I think you really need to dig down a little deep and see why you are not motivated to make a move, to change your life in some way. And if this is you, I want to encourage you and challenge you to dig deep and then find your next action step. Not a whole series of action steps, because I think people get really overwhelmed by that, but just your next one. What's the next action step so that you can start living out your potential, so that you can realize that you really are part of that precious stone shop, that you're worth so much more than the person who's just in the general marketplace is wanting to pay for you. Your value is high and you need to find it. And the only way to find it is to start creating the action steps and valuing yourself. So I hope this has helped you. I really look forward to seeing so many of you in design boot camps. It's just been so enjoyable. In fact, we have another one coming up here in the next little bit after our tomorrow. Tomorrow is our illustration and art conference. And then the week after we have a live boot camp. And I haven't really said this, but we recently made it so that anyone who's ever come to a design boot camp actually can come to the lives. And we've given you guys access to those in your portal. And we've done this because part of the reason we do the 10-day is because the information changes. And so we've just given you guys access to the lives. It's so insane. So you guys, for $27, no one does this. But we do it. And the reason is because I update the information in boot camp. Because I want you guys to be aware of what's going on, what we see in the marketplace. And some of you need to continue to up-level your own value. Those of you in Design Suite, you know I love you. And we just did annual planning. And I know and see your value. And so continue to push forward. Keep getting to where you want to go. Not where the world wants you to go, but where you want to go. So that your value just continues to up-level. All right, guys, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.